Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. So the Mueller report is finally out. Were supporters of the truth correct about this being a hoax? And should Hillary et al. Be next? And is the Electoral College unnecessary, as the enemies of our republic insist? Or was it a brilliant idea of our founders to protect the voice of every American in national elections? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF, retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's the member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Absolutely delighted to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is always ours, and we're going to jump right in here. Tom, so the Mueller report is now complete, and they found bupkis, nothing, nada. The president, as we said all along, did nothing wrong. The hoax that began the moment Hillary lost is done. Was this enough for the deep state on both sides of the aisle?
Absolutely. Well, let's put it this way, Audrey. The deep state has been alerted that the scheme that was contrived to try to take President Trump's administration down after they lost the election has failed. And that is a huge starting point. It has now failed. No corruption as far as the Trump administration, no collusion, and no obstruction of justice. Period.
Yeah, exactly. What have you heard from the left so far?
Well, the left has not given up, as you were driving towards.
Yeah.
The fact is that they want to see the full report. Now, Barr has turned out to be a star, and I'm absolutely delighted because he brilliantly used Rod Rosenstein to co-author his letter to the Congress, which was a summary, and frankly, we never should have had this, and Rod Rosenstein was the problem, so now he's going to be part of the solution. The fact is the left is bound and determined to try to do something, and all they want to do is investigate, and they're sending things to the Southern New York grand jury or to take a look at it, but all they're looking at is whatever they can find, and the American people are going to reject this, and they have rejected it already.
Yeah, I agree. It seems that they were holding Mueller up as like their savior, and now all of a sudden it looks like they might even throw him under the bus. What do you think?
Well, they're going to try to throw him under the bus. And of course, that makes them look even more ridiculous. And what I think is very important is what Lindsey Graham said yesterday, what the president has said, and what others have said. How did we get into this position such that in the future, no other American president will ever be confronted with this kind of conduct, which means people that created this hoax, created this way to try to have a soft coup d'etat, must be held accountable. And the words are accountable, Audrey. They must be held accountable, and they must go before a grand jury.
Yeah, and what about the unequivocal Russia collusion of Hillary Clinton and Uranium One? Will that be investigated next?
That has to be investigated. Uranium One, her emails, the Clinton Foundation, all these things must be looked into, because we cannot have two different degrees of justice, one for Republicans and one's for Democrats. So this must be the starting point. And it actually, it'll probably go back to Benghazi, because that's when her emails were discovered after Trey Gowdy and his group looked at that. So it's got to go that far back, and we've got to clean this system out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up Benghazi. Will that finally be, because that was a cover-up, will that finally be investigated?
Well, I think, it has to be, because it's part of the whole plans of operation that the Democratic Party in the Obama administration under two different attorney generals used. And so Loretta Lynch, for instance, that must be investigated. What she talked about when she met Bill Clinton on the airplane at the airport at Sky Harbor in Phoenix. All these things are related. It's patterns of behavior by the Obama administration. And I think it's going to turn out that all this was orchestrated from the Oval Office. And that's, in my opinion, why President Obama decided to buy a house in Kalorama in Washington, D.C., and have his former assistant, Valerie Jarrett, move in with him. Yeah. Very suspicious.
Oh, all of it is. And now I think that this now, the report has now encouraged the White House to, and also the Republicans who have been just little weenies, to finally do something to what they should have done in the first place, done investigations. So maybe now the
Senate. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now they seem that they found their little man pants to put on, and hopefully they're going to start some investigations themselves, right?
Absolutely. It's got to be done this way. And that's going to counter the investigations on trivial matters that the House is doing under the Democratic Party. Once they go after this big fish stuff, which they have to. I mean, I have heard people say, Audrey, well, we don't want to go back there. Look, I don't live in the rearview mirror, but if you do not want to duplicate this again, where you have a soft coup by an outgoing administration that lost, then you have to clean it out and hold those people accountable. Accountability is the key thing that we are now talking about.
Exactly. And that's what we look forward to now. Tom, back in, I'll give a little history for the listeners. Back in 2017, a UN official, Christiana Figueres, made a stunningly honest confession at a news conference in Brussels. She admitted that the global warming conspiracy set by the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change had a goal not of environmental activists saving the world from ecological calamity, but rather to destroy capitalism. So isn't this new Green Deal in actuality a radical mandate or power grab by the government?
Without a question. Absolutely. And for those that call them democratic progressives, the fact is they're communists. What they are talking about is a power grab, as you said. And we're talking about the new Green Deal, or the Green New Deal, excuse me, in which they're going to get rid of airplanes. And I have yet to hear anybody on television to say we're going to get rid of our Air Force, our Naval Air, our Marine Air, our Army Air. This is insane, but it is a power grab. And the fact is, it isn't progressive Democrats. It is communism. Let's call it straight what it is. It is the control of our whole society. You've got them going after the Electoral College. You've got them wanting to say, let's include 16-year-olds to allow them to vote. All these things are steps for control. And so the American people ought to come and realize how dangerous this is and how far left the Democratic progressives have become. They are communists. Let's call it clear and simple what it is. It is communism.
Exactly.
And they want power.
Exactly. Exactly. That's who they are. That's who took over the Democrat Party. The Democrats, of course, as you mentioned, they're going for the vote, but they, voter fraud has been, you know, it seems to be an art with them now. They've been lunging for this economic power grab. Then they've been lurching for Second Amendment rights. Isn't this their way of moving from authoritarian rule to totalitarian rule?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. And you mentioned the Second Amendment. That is what prevents them today from doing this, because the American people can rise up. And all of these are together, the Green New Deal, the Electoral College, 16-year-olds, the Second Amendment, all these off-the-wall ideas that they have been coming up with, AOC and Ilhan Omar and all the others. There's been a fusion of the left wing of the Democratic Party, which I'm calling communist, and radical Islam. And it's something that we've got to be very cognizant. It is a power grab, Audrey, and the American people must understand it.
Have you ever seen anything like this in the United States, in these parties? Have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime?
In my life, there's been nothing like this in the history of America. Like, there's been nothing like the Russian hoax in the history of America. This is the most dangerous time, because it is from within. And here you see the adult members of the Democratic Party that are not pushing back on these ideas. No one has stood up. And so the Democratic Party is now the Communist Party of the United States. And of course, who did John Brennan vote for in his first time he voted as a college student? Gus Hall, who was the leader of the Communist Party. And he later, and Brennan becomes our CIA director, and we wonder why this Russian hoax was precipitated. Now, there's a new book by Diana West called The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. And what I mentioned to you is coming together with these people like Brennan and Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr and all these people with Hillary Clinton with very left-wing college backgrounds. And they wrote their thesis on these ideas, Hillary on Saul Alinsky, that we cannot see. And so that is the danger. Frank Davis, for Obama. So you see what was happening to us, and someone is going to analyze, and Diana's done a very good job on it, why did these people, why did Brennan, why did Clapper, why did President Obama, why did all these named people, Comey, all of them do what they did? And that's why it's so important that we have accountability so it never happens again. But if you look in their backgrounds, and not all of them were part of this that I know of, but the fact is, if you look in their backgrounds, they had very power-driven left-wing tendencies in college, and many of them wrote their theses on this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know if you saw, it was on a morning show, I think it was a Morning Joe, that Brennan, and I'm wondering how he would even admit this, he didn't have any bad information, but he says that obviously he had some bad information about the Russia collusion. Why is he admitting that? I mean, of course he didn't have any bad information, but why is he even conceding anything?
Well, because he knows he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. They all have been discovered, and you're going to see the different. Right now, their main thesis or defense is, well, we want to see the full report. We need to know everything. And that's all they're saying right now, but they know they have been discovered. But this, remember, went into the Congress as well, Audrey. It's extremely important when you look at the people in the Congress, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Jerry Nadler, what these people are doing. They had to be complicit with this scheme. It wasn't just an accident. They had to be complicit. The mainstream media, if you look at MSNBC, if you look at CNN, and look at all their reporting, they have all been discovered. And that's why it's so important that you bring this up on your show and that we discuss it, and why we go for the one word, accountability. How did we get here? We cannot let this go.
Well, you know, another one that is beyond deranged at this point is Schiff. And he's the House Intel Chair. He says that that Barr, he attempted to exonerate the president. What kind of insanity is this?
Isn't that dangerous? The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is coming up with ideas like this, and without a doubt, Adam Schiff should be removed from his chairmanship. The Democrats must remove him, and the American people must call for his removal as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
Shouldn't he also be investigated on this, especially because he continues to carry on this hoax?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He has said innumerable times, Audrey, that there was evidence, strong evidence he had of collusion. From the day it started till even today, he's saying that. And then he is using the same alibi. Well, we need to see the full report.
And another one that keeps saying that, of course, is Schumer. And when they know, these people are incredible liars. They know that the entire report cannot be revealed because some has to be redacted. They know that. So they're trying to keep this whole conspiracy going, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they know they've been caught, so they're using these lame excuses. And as the American public has become more aware of this, and look, Mueller was a bad, dirty cop.
Yeah.
Comey is a dirty cop. That's the worst thing you can say about someone that's been involved with law enforcement. But even Comey couldn't find any evidence as long as they looked for 2 years. And so, and what that has impacted on our foreign relations, because we need the Russians to work together on certain issues.
Right.
Because what they have done, it borders on treason and at least sedition.
Shouldn't we also see then people like Comey brought in to and investigated?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of Loretta Lynch.
Yeah.
All these people. Look, this is going to reach into the Oval Office. The president was briefed on this in his PDB, the president's daily briefing. He was briefed on this, quote, collusion and what they were trying to do. He should have shut it off. They should have notified Trump that there were indications so he could be made aware. They did not, which again shows that it was treasonous activity in which they were trying to get him to make a mistake. And Papadopoulos is on television now. He's just printed his new book, and he's describing all the things that they tried to do with him, and he gets 14 days in jail. But the reason you have to go back to Benghazi is there was a pattern of behavior that I can't specifically say, but the Citizens Commission, in which they went after one of the former CIA member of the Citizens Commission on Benghazi, and he spent 32 or 33 months in jail. Now, the fact is the same people, the same law firm, Perkins Coie, the same judges, the same FBI people, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page,
right,
all these same people were involved with going after this member of the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. So if you see what I'm saying for our listeners, there are patterns of behavior that they developed that back in Benghazi to cover up, and that went all the way into the current situation that they found themselves in, the same people. So that cancer within the Department of Justice, within the FBI, within the CIA, all within the DNI, all those little cells that were violating the law were the same, were developed back in Benghazi.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is all going to get very interesting, but this is definitely fueled the people who were in line with the truth, are now going to have their day. Tom, on Monday, the president held a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. The president did so to announce his signing of a proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, reversing more than a half a century of U.S. policy. Why was this significant?
Well, it's huge. Audrey, I can't tell you and our listeners how important this was. I have been to the Golan two or three times. I'm trying to remember. It is such a vital strategic location. If those who remember World War II or their history, Iwo Jima, Mount Suribachi, a piece of terrain that dominates the whole region. And once the Israelis seized this in the 1967 war, they've seized it from Syria. It now has changed the whole complexity of the Syrian barrages that they used to shoot into Israel on the farmers. By acknowledging this, the American government acknowledging this, it is sealing it in concrete forever. The Golan will always be part of Israel now. That was a very courageous move by President Trump, as was his move into Jerusalem of the U.S. Embassy.
Yes.
These symbols and these actions by an American president, I think, are going to bring peace a lot faster in the region than we could have ever predicted. Now, there'll never be peace in that region. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right.
But it will destabilize things. We're at a flashpoint right now, and Hamas is trying to, along with the Iranians, is trying to create a war between the Israelis and with the Syrians, as well as in Lebanon, and Hamas, and what's going on in Gaza. So it's a dangerous situation, but at the same time, the Israelis are talking to their Arab leaders. And this is important. It's not going to change overnight, but the relationship now between Israel and her allies, the Sunni allies over there, Saudi, Jordan, the Emiratis,
right,
Egypt, etc., is better than it has ever been. Is it perfect? No. But this symbol of Golan, which you brought up, is another nail in the coffin of the radical Islamists and those that are trying to create a war between Israel and their Arab neighbors. The president's leadership, and it is pure out-in-front leadership, what he's done in the Middle East from his initial visit into Saudi Arabia right after he took office to recognizing Jerusalem and moving the U.S. Embassy to now Golan, recognizing that Golan is part of Israel, is a very important factor. We have never had an American president, never, who has stood so tall for Israel and the democracy that Israel represents.
Amen. Nothing like a president that doesn't lead from behind. So, Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Well, on their webpage, which is Citizens Commission National Security, and that's where I put all my information and support it strongly what they're trying to do.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find that link so that you can follow the general. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes.
Absolutely, Audrey. You got a fantastic show. And we have been talking about all these things, of how it was a Russian hoax, etc., for a long time. You've been leading the way.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. And until then, which we look greatly forward to, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.